Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. Recent reports about backlash protests against corporations should be a lesson to the wise about how protest has changed. In the late 50s into the late 60s, protests meant street demonstrations and boycotts against entities thought to have abridged people's freedoms and rights, but oh, how things have changed. Even if reports about Disney losing billions of dollars from cancellations of its services and products are not accurate and true, then the effects of the boycott against the Target stores appears to be true. It also seems the boycott against Coca-Cola is real, amounting to millions of dollars in lost value or revenue. But as a community, there is more work to be done. Even as advertisers continue to refuse to advertise with media houses owned by black folk, said folk continue to support and purchase luxury items like handbags and motor vehicles. This even when the owners of these brands do not purchase or use these so-called luxury brands. The takeaway here is this. If boycotts of a chain of stores can result in losses in the millions, it is about time for all consumers to understand the true power in how they spend their hard-earned money. As someone who does not care for the word power in human terms, it is the only word that applies to a situation where working people can impact multi-billion dollar companies by simply showing a little bit of self-control and in gaining a satisfying feeling as well. I am Winston Barnes with Commentary.